Welcome to this edition of Kansas Farm Bureau's Inside Ag. I'm your host, Greg Deering. Today we're joined by KFB Health Plans Manager Aaron Petersley. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Greg. It's great to get to be here this morning and get to talk about, of course, my favorite topic of Kansas Farm Bureau health plans.
And we are just a little bit past the one-year mark here since the launch of health plans. What have you learned in the first year, and what's the next year look like?
So it's been a lot of learning. You know, you always go, well, I wonder if this is what we really expected. Is this how we think it's going to be next year? You just are constantly looking at pieces and what goes well, how do we make it better, and how do we keep going? And I think the first thing that we really want to talk about is the number of lives covered. And it is something that changes every month because people can join our plans at any time, and we can talk about that later on. But when we cover over 7,300 lives in our first year, that is a great first step to being a great plan and getting to offer great things for the people of Kansas.
I was going to ask how many people took advantage of this benefit, and you covered that. That is great. What are some of the members' experiences? What are you hearing from people who signed up for these in that first year?
Well, the great thing is that people are never shy about telling you how things work. And this has been great because this is how you learn. This is how you know that you have a really good product. And I think initially when people started signing up, where we were a year ago was people talking about the savings. And people continue to talk about their savings because if you're saving, whether it's $300, whether it's $600, whether you're saving 50%, 60% off of your health plan, that's a significant thing. And that's made a lot of difference in the lives of people. But then we have to go, well, how is it really going to cover? Okay, you saved me all this money, but now what did it really do? And I worked with a group of panelists back at annual meeting, and their comment consistently, and I hear this from other members, is that it covers so much better than what my last plan did. Maybe I had the same exact procedure with a previous plan and I came over here and you guys paid better. One member said, because we did pay better, their doctor's office actually gave them a refund on one of the procedures or visits that they had. So we've just really had some great stories that way. I'll never forget last year. We're not, you know, a week into the plan sort of thing happening, and I'm at a meeting and one of the people stands up and she goes, I've used the plan. I was like, oh, okay, tell me. She goes, no, I've met the deductible. My kid broke his leg on day two of the plan. She goes, and not only did my kid break a leg, my kid had to have surgery out of state because that was the best place for him to be. And that was a great thing because for them out of state in a major, you know, they're in very Western Kansas. So that meant going to Denver. It was much closer for them as a family to have a kid in a hospital in Denver than it was in Kansas City. So it was just a really, really good thing for them to be able to do that. And we've experienced that flexibility to go anywhere in the United States has really helped our members as well.
Right. You mentioned that flexibility that most exchange plans are limited to the Kansas border. And as we know in Kansas, some of the largest cities are just on the other side of the border. So that's a great thing for the members to be able to take advantage of. But there's other flexibility that is offered by these plans. Can you talk a little bit about what you've heard people maybe not needing a job just for insurance anymore?
Right. So this has allowed people to, for some people, it's going back and getting two people back on the farm because that's what makes sense for their farm and what they're saving for this. But let's talk about those people that did stay at a job or do have those employer benefits. One of our great pieces that we get to offer is a dental and vision plan. And it's a standalone dental and vision piece. And this has been the one thing that people have come back and said, you know what? I do have that job in town. It does provide our health insurance, but it's missing this dental and vision piece. And it has been really great to be able to come to you guys, pick up an affordable piece that, again, I can use nationwide, which is, again, really important for those border counties that we see. But this plan is very different from other dental and vision policies in the dental side because it gets better the longer you're on there. It does have some orthodontia coverage that is there. Your kids can stay on that dental policy until the age of 26, which that is not always the case with other dental policies. So that's been one of the shining spots that we don't always put a spotlight on, that dental and vision policy, because we're so focused on the whole health piece of it. But that has been a really great piece.
Since you mentioned the dental vision policy, there is one other, plan or supplement out there that we haven't really probably focused on enough, but the health plans are for people younger than 65, but we do have a product for those on Medicare.
Yeah, so it works a little bit differently in terms of, do we have good numbers? Yes, we have good numbers with it. Don't get me wrong there, and we're going to continue and grow there. But Medicare is a very focused market. This isn't just something that anybody is going to go and look at. So this is going to be, as you're turning 65 or as you turn eligible for Medicare or you retire from your job and this is what you switch over to. The great thing about Medicare is these policies are all standardized and are very regulated from the federal government. So with this supplement, just like any of the other companies that are offering a supplement, you are truly comparing apples to apples. So it does not matter if you are looking at Blue Cross, Gerber, Humana, you know, whatever those companies may be, our plans are all going to offer the exact same benefits. So it really gives you the option to compare the price and the customer service. And we're going to beat people at both of those things.
Going back to the health plans, I know it's a little different in getting signed up for these. What's the criteria if somebody out there wants to get a quote or possibly even sign up? What kind of process do they need to go through here?
Okay, so let's start first off is that our open enrollment period is all year round. So at any point in time that it works out for your life, whether it's because you have a life change or simply because you are ready to do this, you are more than welcome to come over and go through the process. Anybody in the world can go out on our website of www.kfbhealthplans.com and get a quote. And that quote will give you an idea of what it is going to cost, whether it's you as an individual or you and your family. You're going to put in some very simple information. And that gives you an idea. And if you look at that and look at things and, man, this is really the way to go, then that is where we need to make sure that you have a paid Kansas Farm Bureau membership, because this is a membership benefit. And once you have that paid membership, then that gives you access to be able to apply and go through the steps and actually fill out the application. And it also gives you access to all of our other benefits that we do have with Kansas Farm Bureau. So, Greg, we've mentioned several different times about that this is health plans, and that is really something that we want to always put out there in front of people in terms of health plans and knowing the difference between them and health insurance. Health insurance is, again, very standardized when the ACA went through of what it does offer, what it does have to cover, and that you cannot be turned down. The only thing they can really rate you on is age and tobacco. We are a health plan, so we are going to go back and we're going to ask those health questions. We can rate you, so it's very important to know that that quote that you get online is an average. It could actually be cheaper. It could be more expensive. And at the end of the day, depending on your health needs and your health, and what you do have for health conditions, you could be denied. So it's very important for people to know that this is not a guaranteed solution. However, once you are in, you are in. We're not going to kick you out because something did happen to you or anything that way. But you do need to know that it's not a guaranteed piece, that there could, we look and feel a lot like insurance, but there are going to be a few differences in terms of some waiting periods and those sort of things as well. So I'm going to very much recommend to people to be educated, to ask the questions, whether it be of the agents, whether it be of our call center, whether it be of myself, whatever it may be, so that you can make the best informed decision for you and your family.
And that process is really how you get those savings of 50 to 60%.
You are correct. So that is how we get some of those savings of why some people save maybe not quite as much and why some people save more money, because let's be honest, there's some very different, very much some differences in our lifestyles and our health, et cetera. So if you are that very healthy individual or very healthy family, you're going to get rewarded for that. Than those that, whether they may be a little bit more fluffy or whether they may have a few more conditions, then, you know, you're not going to necessarily get that premier rating as well.
If it's a family deal, do you have to pay for each individual in the family, or is there a discount after the 12th kid?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. You don't have to have 12 kids for there to be a discount, but we do price things either on an individual or on a family basis. So on that family basis, it does not matter if there is two of you or if there's 12 kids on that plan, it's going to be the same price for that family. And that can be a really big savings. And it doesn't take having very many kids for it to become a big savings, especially when we start talking about what health costs are that are out there. So absolutely, it's a great way, maybe a great incentive to repopulize the western part of the state, whatever it may be that way. But yep, family pays one price. We're not paying per person on them.
That's great, Erin. I think that's all the time that we have today. I thank you for joining us, and best of luck in 2021.
Hey, thank you, Greg. Same to you.
That's it for this edition of Inside Ag. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. From Manhattan, I'm Greg Deering for Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. Inside Ag is made possible by Kansas Farm Bureau members in each of the state's 105 counties. To become a member, visit www.kfb.org/join.